Of all the critics who have spoken out against Donald Trump since his election, one of the most vocal comes from the world of sports. It's San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, whose team takes on the Celtics this afternoon.
We live in a country that ignored all those values that we would hold our kids accountable for. They'd be grounded for years if they acted and said the things that have been said in that campaign by Donald Trump.
Popovich is far from the only NBA coach to take a strong stance regarding Trump. With us to look at that now is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hi.
So Popovich has been a strong critic, but as we said, there are others in the NBA coaching ranks. Tell us about them.
Yeah, there are many in the NBA who have spoken out and spoken out strongly. First of all, you have Steve Kerr with the Golden State Warriors, and he was talking about how Trump used racist, misogynistic, and insulting words throughout the campaign. You also have Stan Van Gundy with the Detroit Pistons. He was probably the most impassioned and most vocal NBA coach when it came to Trump's election. He said he was ashamed of living in the United States, of this is, you know, about the fact that this is where the country is, that you could elect someone who could insult women, who could, in his opinion, incite racism. And then you have Doc Rivers, the former Celtics coach who now coaches the LA Clippers. His thoughts were more about voting. He expressed the fact that, hey, let's give Trump a chance, but if you don't like what you see, go out and vote. Of course, you also have current Celtics coach Brad Stevens. He didn't say a lot, but he did say that Trump wasn't his choice.
So is this more of an NBA phenomena? Are we seeing this elsewhere in pro sports?
Well, you are seeing some elsewhere. You are seeing NFL players speak out, though it's most pronounced in the NBA. But there have been some NFL players that have posted some really profound messages on their social media platforms. One that comes to mind is Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett, who wrote a message to his daughter Jet on Instagram, basically encouraging her to still dream big in light of the fact that there won't be a female president. But generally speaking, NFL players tend to steer away from controversy. Perhaps that's because their contracts are not fully guaranteed. It's the only league where that's the case. And also, when you have a coach like Bill Belichick, distractions are kept at a minimum. That said, he did hold a press conference after the election where he addressed his relationship with Trump, specifically the letter he wrote to Trump and that Trump read at a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire before the election. And we can listen to some of what Bill Belichick said about that.
I write hundreds of letters and notes every month. Doesn't mean I agree with every single thing that every person thinks about politics, religion, or other subjects. But I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football.
And to make sure it stayed about football, Belichick quickly focused on the team's next opponent, which was Seattle. Reporters tried to ask some Trump follow-up questions, and Belichick had a one-word answer for them every single time. He simply said, Seattle, 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 Seattle.
So if we're not seeing this to the same extent in other pro sports, what makes the NBA different in this case?
Well, first of all, it's long been a socially conscious league. A little bit of history. In 1966, when the Celtics named Bill Russell head coach, it made him the first African-American head coach in any major pro sport in the modern era. In 1991, after Lakers star Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV, the NBA took it upon itself to educate the public about the disease. And then a couple years ago, the NBA welcomed Jason Collins as the first openly gay player to compete in one of the four major pro sports leagues in North America. Additionally, nearly 75% of the league's players are African American. And I talked to Dan Lebowitz about this. He's the executive director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern. And he mentioned how after the election, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had sent a league-wide email reiterating the league's commitment to diversity and equality. Here's what Lebowitz says a message like that communicates.
We are a league that understands who makes up our league in terms of players. And rather than reject that or try to dominate it or try to create some kind of a veil over it, they embraced it.
So you can see there that the NBA recognizes that it's a player-driven league, and they listen to their players, and their players, as a result, feel empowered to speak out.
You mentioned Bill Belichick earlier and the focus on avoiding distractions. Has this become a distraction for the NBA? What's the reaction from fans?
Well, first of all, I think fans are divided along political lines as well. But as far as a distraction goes within the NBA, it's sort of a been there, done that. They speak out so frequently that I think that there's a, sort of a comfort level with having players speak out. Let's not forget that with Trayvon Martin, the Miami Heat posed for a photograph that they posted where they were all wearing hoodies. Earlier this year, the commissioner, Adam Silver, addressed the national anthem protests. I think the real interesting test will be what happens when the NBA finals take place and you have a championship team, because championship teams customarily visit the White House. So what happens when Greg Popovich's San Antonio Spurs win the title and are asked to go to the White House? Or what happens if Steve Kerr's Golden State Warriors win the title? Is there another political statement? Then perhaps it becomes something of a distraction at that point. I think it'll be an interesting test.
We will see. Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society Reporter. Thanks, Shira.
Thanks for having me.